time. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can also take control of the website as well at freetalklive.com. You can submit different items to the site. Others can vote on them. You could vote on things as well. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. And don't forget, the most important page on which to vote is the upcoming stories page. So make sure you click upcoming stories. It's up there near the top of the page. It's got a little clock icon next to it. That's the freshest stuff on the site that's been uploaded by listeners just like you. And the more votes they get, the more likely they are to appear on the front page of the site. And that means they're more likely to be seen by more people, including us, the hosts of the program. And I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. To start things out here tonight, Mark, you've got a story about the news media and how it is that apparently they are the bitch of the state.
Yeah, I was reading the Daily Poll today, and I couldn't believe this post there that said that basically that the New York Times has openly admitted that virtually every major mainstream news organization allows the government bureaucrats and campaign officials to censor their stories. I mean, that's a heck of a claim, isn't it? We've known all along that for some reason the news cycle seems to be pretty homogenous, that the cable news networks tend to report on the same stuff. You know, they'll always have a little fluff in between about what to pack in the kids' lunchbox or something, and that tends to be a little different. But other than that, they're covering the same stories, and they tend to be different stories than, say, the BBC or Al Jazeera or, some of these other, Russia Today, you know, some of these foreign news agencies are reporting on. And it's really kind of strange that domestic news tends to be homogenous but different than the foreign news about the United States. And it just makes you wonder. I mean, what we know that, that it can be difficult for reporters and news people that choose to put the fire under politicians because they won't get any interviews anymore. Therefore, they become less relevant, and it makes it tough for them in the business, and their bosses will sometimes fire them. We knew a friend that happened to. But,
well, every now and then there's one, there seems like a story where some politician will get thrown under a bus,
yep,
and then the media is all over it. You know, like some politician sleeping with some woman, cheating on his wife, for instance.
I wonder how many of those are broken by reporters these days. I mean,
as opposed to a blogger or something.
In this news cycle, bloggers tend to be the things that are breaking. I mean, Wiener didn't show his wiener. A reporter didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Twitter sphere that caught that. And then so the reporters reported on the catching of the politician doing it rather than the politician doing it. I don't know if this is true every time, and certainly, you know, reporters will have an opportunity to catch a politician with their pants down. But, I'm just wondering about the homogeny. Here's another piece to the puzzle. And I'm not saying that we have all the pieces to the puzzle. It's something called, quote, approval. Quotations are, this is from the New York Times, because I'm not going to read it from the Daily Poll. I'm reading it from the source the Daily Poll used here, Jeremy W. Peters, who likely won't have a job after this. The quotations come back redacted, stripped of colorful metaphors, colloquial language, and anything even mildly provocative. They're sent by email from the Obama headquarters in Chicago to reporters who've interviewed campaign officials under one major condition. The press office has veto power over what statements can be quoted and attributed by name. Most reporters, desperate to pick the brains of the president's top strategists, grudgingly agree. After the interviews, I mean, what happens if you don't agree? Some other reporter gets the gig. Nothing. I mean, you know, you just don't get the interview. After the interviews, they review their notes, check their tape recorders, and send in the juiciest sound bites for review. The verdict from the campaign, an operation that prides itself on staying consistently on script, is often no. Barack Obama did not approve this message.
Hmm.
The push and pull over what's on the record is one of journalism's perennial battles, but those negotiations typically took place case by case, free from the red pens of press minders. Now, with a millisecond Twitter news cycle and an unforgiving guffaw-based media culture, politicians and their advisors are routinely demanding that reporters allow them final editing power over any published quotes. quote approval is standard practice for the Obama campaign used by many top strategists and almost all mid-level aides in Chicago and in the White House. Almost anyone other than spokesmen who are paid to be quoted, and sometimes that even applies to the spokesmen that are paid to be quoted, it's commonplace throughout Washington and the campaign trail. So they're saying that staffers, politicians, campaign staff, the people who are running, they and later on in this article they go on with the Romney campaign, the family, Romney's sons. I mean, everybody is that's all quote approval. All
wow.
I mean, that's it. It is endemic, systemic, and over. You do not get raw news at all.
Incredible.
I mean, it's stunning. I don't know what else to say. The White House's latest innovation, I'm skipping to the end of the article here because basically it's just going over and over and pointing out, who has, little tricks that they like to, there's some people with dirty mouths that like to give dirty mouth quotes and then go out and, nudge out the words or whatever. They're saying, oh, it's not too bad. They usually keep the quote pretty close to what it was. So don't worry, America. But I mean, really? There's no reporting? The White House latest innovation is a variation of the background briefing called Deep Background Briefing. I wonder who came up with that great title. The Obama administration's blanket anonymity has grown to new levels. It holds these deep background briefings for groups of reporters, sometimes several dozen at a time. Reporters may paraphrase what senior administration officials say, but they're forbidden to put anything in quotation marks or identify the speakers.
Huh.
The White House held such a briefing after the Supreme Court's health care ruling last month with officials including, these people, the communications director here, Dan Pfeiffer. But when reporters asked to quote part of the conversation, even anonymously, they were told no.
Wow.
Even the spokesmen were off limits.
So basically, if you go to one of these conferences or you get an interview with one of these politicians or their aides or spokespeople or family, they get you to agree in advance that you won't use any quotes without permission, without checking first, without essentially sending in your story. All right, here's my story. These are the quotes I want to use. May I go ahead? Mother, may I go ahead and use these quotes? And there's some campaign staffer that will observe all this and decide yay or nay, run it by
Obama. Or an office staffer. It's not just campaigns. I mean, this isn't just for the campaign I'm trying to make this clear.
Yeah, Obama.
This goes on at every level with every politician in Washington.
And if you were, as a reporter, to violate the agreement, they would just, you'd get away with it once, right? So your story would get published, but then your name would go on a blacklist, and you would never again have access to these politicos. And then they would just give the story to somebody else who's more subservient, some other sniveling reporter who's willing to do as they're told, who's willing to toe the line and bow down.
That's it. I mean, whatever there was of freedom of the press, they've managed to find ways around it, and it's just all over.
We've known this, though, right? I mean, we just didn't know this detail.
We
knew for a while that if you asked the tough questions, you wouldn't be invited back to the press conference or to another press conference. So there's always been this out there. And because there's so much consolidation in news media, and there's a lot of competition out there for the few jobs that are still available. I mean, newspapers have been cutting staff. They've been shutting down offices. They've been downsizing. Radio stations have been downsizing. TV stations are in trouble. So a lot of these positions just aren't there. They're not hiring. And so somebody who's in one of these positions of keen white, the White House correspondent, they're not going to want to, to jeopardize that. They want the paycheck next month. They don't want to be maybe back in the day reporters would have wanted to break a big story, and maybe still they do, but do you want to take the risk of losing your job versus possibly having a big story to break?
I think to some extent, that back then there wasn't as much competition, so that this is a reaction to the competition that has gone on. Likely to some extent there was a different kind of good old boys club in the press club, because what were there? Three news agencies?
Right. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up what you want. I have a related story here about a recent press conference where something else suspicious was going on. 1-855-453 has to do with Twitter. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you there. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download. In fact, you can also get the archives from our SoundCloud page, which makes it easier than ever to share Free Talk Live episodes, say, on your Facebook profile or via Twitter or whatever your preference You can always just click the share button on any one of our episodes on the SoundCloud page. You can go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side, and click the SoundCloud link there to find that. Again, plenty of archives, all of them free, at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at liberty in your lifetime, getting together with other people who appreciate and understand the ideas of liberty, and who are willing to get active to work towards achieving more liberty in our lifetime. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. That's freestateproject.org. We'll talk more about the media and the severe restrictions on their ability to report on what's going on in Washington, D.C. in a moment. But Dave is on the line listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. It's been a long time since I called you.
Dave, welcome, sir. Your phone sounds a little crackly, but go ahead.
Yeah. I call and I hope that the Colorado shooting doesn't do anything for gun control.
What's that?
The what?
Or I hope it doesn't. I hope they don't take her guns because of the Colorado thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I can't.
There's some people that want to take your guns whether the Colorado thing happened or not.
There's a lot of guns out there, and it would be a real tough challenge for them to take them all.
Yeah. And the government or the people won't. Will stand up if they try to, right?
Most of them won't. You're right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will hide guns, though. And I don't think they'll stand up, but they'll bury them.
Yeah, there's a lot of ground out there that the government guys would have to sweep with metal detectors in order to find all those cached guns.
Well, it's good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call,
I'll
man.
I'll call back some other time.
All right, sir. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Mark, you started the show out tonight with a piece, and you said it was from the New York Times?
That's right.
So this New York Times reporter basically outing something that is a relatively common occurrence in Washington, D.C., and who knows how much further this is happening. I mean, did he mention this goes on elsewhere, like New York City, for instance, or elsewhere? Was he just focusing
across,
on D.C.?
Yeah, it's happening all the time. But D.C., I mean, with the politicians in Chicago,
specifically
named Chicago, D.C., and then basically, you know, come on. I mean, let's be clear here. If this is happening in Washington, D.C. this year, and I don't know. I don't think this is the first year that this quote. What do they call it?
This meaning the reporter has to run all quotes by the government censors effectively, and make sure that his handlers think it's okay.
Right. This practice of quote approval that they call it. This is the first time I've heard of it, and the first article I've ever seen written on it. But that doesn't mean it's new or terribly new. But if this is happening this year in Washington, D.C., believe me, in the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to trickle down to every mom and pop police station around the country.
Well, and as we pointed out,
the politicians do not want to be put on the record, and this is a better way for them to get their name on the record, but be able to decide what the. I mean, this is a win-win. For the dirty, dirty political class.
Absolutely. And the reporters are obedient for the most part. They want to keep their jobs. They want to keep their connections with the politicians so they can get the quotes for the future so they can, you know, I guess, I don't know what the motivation is. I guess it's to just keep the status quo.
Reporters that refuse to do this quote approval thing don't get stories. Reporters that don't report don't have jobs. It's pretty obvious what their motivation is.
Well, Dylan Byers is reporting over at Politico.com that Joe Biden will take questions from reporters in a White House press call today. This was published earlier today. As has been the case in the past, the on-the-record conversation will be embargoed until the end of the call. Curious caveat, who would write an article during the middle of the call is a product of the post-Twitter presidential campaign, barring reporters from the beloved habit of tweeting remarks in real time. But it begs the question, if it's going to be in an article 20 minutes later, why can't it be on Twitter right now? From the White House Deputy Press Secretary, quote, "The embargo will allow journalists to hear the entirety of the vice president's remarks and get the benefit of having their questions answered before trying to condense a 30-minute conference call about a 20-page NEC report into 140 characters." So you just hold on. Hold on there, buddy. Don't you be tweeting during our conference call. You can tweet all you want after the conference call's over, but during the call, if we catch you tweeting, you won't be on the conference call anymore.
I mean,
just control left and right.
If this is what they'll tell you, the kind of controls they're putting on reporters that they'll tell you about, What kind of controls are they putting on reporters that we don't know about? Mm. I don't know. Maybe none. But, I mean, this is disturbing stuff. This is supposed to be the land of the free, right? I mean, already, isn't it the 60th, the 40th percent? I can't remember. You know, the United States is in well into double digits as far as press freedom goes. It's not top of the list. It's sad. It's sad that the United States of America is not in the top 10 when it comes to press freedom as far as countries go in the world. And Americans continue to just bebop
along.
It's
not even near the top 10. Not even near it.
It's not.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, if you are an independent blogger or some sort of a journalist that is working for an independent newspaper who actually is willing to ask tough questions, you just won't get into the press conference.
No,
you're not going to get credentialed in the first place.
Absolutely not. If you're a loose cannon that might go ahead and quote these people and not give them the opportunity to check their quotes, or you might tweet what they said before the end of the press conference, if you might, you know, write a news story that doesn't put them in a particularly good light, how are you going to get back?
I can tell you that I have experience with this myself. There was a new mayor elected here last year in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this radio show. And I contacted that particular mayor and asked him on the radio, because I heard him on a local talk show. I called him up, asked him on the air whether or not he would be talking to independent media, because his predecessor refused. If you want to see Dave Ridley's attempts from RidleyReport.com to actually talk to his predecessor, he's very rude, not interested in talking to anybody who's not with, you know, the local slantnel, as they call it here in town, the single newspaper of record here in Keene. This guy would not talk to Dave Ridley. He would not talk to our own Derek Jay, and he's very rude about it. So I asked this other mayor on the air whether he would talk to independent media, and he said, oh yeah, absolutely. So I then attempted to schedule a meeting with him to ask him some questions, and he never got back to me. And I attempted to follow up with him on that, and he never got back to me. The first time it was the excuse of, well, I'm getting into the office, and they haven't changed the voicemail system yet, so I didn't get your message. And so when I asked him about why he hadn't called me back, when he was giving me that excuse, I made sure that he took down my phone number. I saw him write it down, and I never heard from him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he knows that you're not going to ask him any questions that make him look good. He answered your question on the radio in the manner that made him look the best,
mm-hmm.
and then he went about doing what he was going to do. I mean, you know, you knew he was lying because his lips were moving, right?
Yeah, and this is a town of 25,000 people, so it's the same old crap.
This is the same guy that, you know, that says the government isn't force.
Did he say that?
It was Kendall Wade?
Yeah, he's an attorney, by the way. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free here, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features in the site there for free, so enjoy them. We do have the Shrine of Female Listeners there, which includes dozens of lady listeners of this program who have proven they listen to the show by showing it in a photograph or a video. You can see what I mean. They have a validation process that is required to gain access to the Shrine. You can learn more over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's a very popular page.
It is.
Worth going to. You never know what's going to happen when you're in the car, and it's good to have insurance for whatever might happen. Some things that might happen is, hey, you might get pulled over for something you didn't do. You know, cops are human. They make mistakes. Sometimes when they, pull you over, they'll abuse their power and authority. If they do that, it's unlikely that they're going to cop to it later. And if you can get it, maybe you'll get into an accident and somebody sees that what happened in an accident differently than what you saw it as. It'd be really nice to have the ultimate witness on your side. And that's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's an easy-to-use unit that has video cameras running all around, inside, outside, upside, downside, your vehicle.
There are two cameras, Mark.
It's two cameras. But, I mean, you can see everything that you need to see.
It pretty much covers 360.
Unless a meteorite hits you, the roof of your car, you're probably in pretty good shape. It's got a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. For any traffic stop or all other driving incidents, you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. Got one of these in my car, and I'm really pleased that I do. It's freedomcam.net.
I'm about to put mine in my new car, too. I don't have a cigarette lighter adapter right now, so I have to get that installed. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
It, by new car, what you mean is a crappy old police cruiser.
It's not actually crappy. I mean, it's 2005.
I can't wait till you hit a patch of ice to that rear-wheel drive car.
Just under 100,000 miles on it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI.
I wonder how many people have vomited in the back of that thing.
I think it may actually have been like an executive car, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway.
Does it come with a little neat light on the side?
A neat light?
The light.
The spotlight?
The spotlight on the side. Well, that's the one advantage to getting an old police cruiser is you get that kind of cool spotlight thing that goes on the side.
It is pretty cool, man. It actually also has a special light in the interior that flips between off, regular light, and then red light. You know what they use a red light for, right?
No.
It actually keeps your night vision, so if you're engaging in surveillance operations, you can utilize the red light to be able to look at things inside the cab of your car, and then when you turn the light off, it hasn't shot your vision. Red light does not shoot your vision. So let's go to the phones and your thoughts here. Coming up, by the way, the UN, there's a UN commission report's come out about prostitution. They say legalize it. You know, once in a while, the UN gets something right. Joe is in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? Gun control and how most of the public doesn't realize that Lexington and Concord, the straw that broke the camel's back, was about the British trying to take the colonists' right to bear arms. You know, and you know my thing is contemporarily.
I didn't know this either. This was this was about colonists having their guns taken? Tell me about that.
That's what caused Lexington and Concord to happen. After the British wouldn't honor the Magna Carta and the rights guaranteed to the people in there, they tried to have redress with the king a million times and even went to Britain. They're like, diplomacy fails. And the British, they didn't honor the colonists' rights and stuff and basic human unalienable.
So it was about taking control of an armory, wasn't it?
Two of them, one on Bunker Hill and one on Lexington Green. I mean,
I guess I didn't consider that the same thing as taking everybody's guns. I get what you're saying now.
It wasn't just an armory. It was the citizens of a bunch of their guns. It was a place where a bunch of citizens' weapons were stored.
Why would they do that?
Why would they do that? Because they're anticipating that if diplomacy failed, that they need that to protect themselves.
But why wouldn't they keep them on them then?
Well, that was it. They had a bunch of them in their house. Most everyone had a musket or a sword or something. I mean, and then that was the cachet. But here's the basic.
They did have these back then. You know, the towns had like a central location.
It was kind of like for the militia. Yeah.
Right.
But you know what the wild thing is? The Second Amendment. All of our amendments are actually limitations on the government, not us.
That's true.
That's the thing. If they try to take our right to bear arms, I'm going to be frank. Screw the militia idea. Try to disarm 300 million gun owners. Bring it on.
I don't know if there are 300 million gun owners. They're what? Maybe like, what do you think? Several dozen million gun owners, but not quite that many.
There's way over that much.
There's 300 million guns, right?
But 300 million people in the United States, 300 million plus a little bit people in the United States, and I can assure you that everybody isn't a gun owner, but many gun owners own many guns.
You know, it's interesting, and Joe, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. It's interesting to think about how this would go, because we've had a few folks call in with this concern about what if they come around and take guns? What if this UN treaty thing gets signed at the end of the week? Well, they're supposed to look at it on the 27th or something like that. This treaty that's supposedly
going
to ban guns, and let's say it goes through. Well, obviously there's a concern that many police are going to have for the idea of the reticent gun owner who is going to feel backed into a corner and is going to open fire. And that's going to be a concern for some officers. Plus, some officers are oath keepers.
Yeah, they just won't take the guns.
And they have sworn that they may be doing bad things by stopping people from running through stop signs and speeding, and they may be aggressing against folks in that way. But they have drawn a line in the sand where they have pledged to honor their oath to uphold the Constitution. And Joe's right. The Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow, not you and I. And, of course, they don't follow them at all. But nonetheless, there are some individuals within police departments who are not going to do this. But that's okay. There will still be some police officers who will do it. And the question is, where are those officers? Are officers like that more likely to be in cities? Are they more likely to be in rural areas? Is there any likelihood factor at all there? Are they less likely or more or not likely to be in those areas? It would seem to me to be a more difficult process to go in a rural area and collect guns, because you probably have more people with guns and more likely the ones that are going to use them.
I mean, they call regularly and say, my dead body will get my gun.
You'll take him lead first.
Right, that kind of thing. Now, I don't think that every one of them that says that is, mean to it. But I just don't see, that's not how you boil the frog. And it's not how they've boiled this frog up to this point. The United States has 20,000 in different localities, total, 20,000 gun laws in a nation who it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Hey, I'm sorry, guys. They already came and got your guns. They've got them. They can do whatever they want with your gun. When they pass that first law that infringed the right of anyone in this country to keep and bear arms, and I don't care if they're mental or if they're a convicted felon, because they can make you mental and they can make you a convicted felon overnight. They could just do it right away. So the minute that they came and did that, when you let the first person get their gun confiscated, when Wyatt Earp decided that they couldn't carry guns in the town of Tombstone and gunned those guys down, that's when you lost your guns. You lost your guns before you were ever born.
Well, people haven't lost their guns. I mean, they still have hundreds of millions of guns.
People
in this
can
country.
Come. They can come take them anytime they want. All they have to do is say they're going to take them one. They're going to take them from group after group after group. Like the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem always said. Well, first they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the I can't remember who, and I wasn't one of them.
Communists. They came for the communists,
and I wasn't one of them, so I
Jews
said nothing.
The Jews were last. I think it was trade unionists, communists, Jews, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and when they finally came for me, there was no one left to stand up for me. Gun owners are a surly lot. They're an exclusive lot. They don't want people that they don't want carrying them. They want you to have that concealed carry permit. They believe that that's the right thing to do. I went through all the hoops. I jumped through it, and many of them think that it's fine and dandy to arrest somebody for carrying a firearm without the proper paperwork.
Well, that's pathetic, and it's a shame that people are that way. And now they've got your number. If you've got a concealed carry permit, they absolutely, if they confiscate guns, will be coming to see you. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. freetalklive.com. It's all free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. And when you link into Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, you probably might have bought it at Amazon anyway. Go ahead and enter through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada or the U.K. We've got an Amazon for you. Go to shop.freetalklive.com.
We had somebody today on the Facebook page say that they'd, you know, that it was the new shop.freetalklive.com link is less convenient than the old amazon.freetalklive.com
It's true.
Link. And it is. But Amazon made us stop with that link for whatever reason, so we just have to go with shop.freetalklive.com.
You can still technically use amazonus.freetalklive.com, amazonca.freetalklive.com, and amazonuk.freetalklive.com if you would like to bypass the Amazon page. I don't know if that's a violation of their terms because it doesn't...
They didn't mention it?
I don't know. The, for whatever reason, they don't like that... they're like the, being this this direct link. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's you know, that's just what they want. For whatever reason, you have to go through the shop.freetalklive page. Those
it's
are
really
links.
A bad idea on their part because now with the shop.freetalklive.com page, we can put other links that we you know have as you know affiliates there rather than just going straight through. They could very well have their competition in some area.
True. If, for instance, if we were to let's say end our relationship with Amazon. If we've had people going as a habit to shop.freetalklive.com, then we could put some other website there in their place, and then, you know, your habit would be shop.freetalklive.com, whereas amazon.freetalklive.com would have been a better habit for their benefit. But whatever. Sorry.
That's not even what I meant, though. I mean, for instance, you know, on that same page is Newegg, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Newegg sells items that Amazon sells,
that's
right?
That's true. So we don't get as much money from Newegg.
Indeed. But that doesn't change that their competition is actually sitting on that page.
True.
That they're forcing us, through which they're forcing us to send people. So, right. I mean, you know, one of those things.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You could also, if you wanted to, right-click on the Amazon link of your choice. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com and you like to go to the U.S. Amazon, just simply right-click, copy the link that Amazon, that there's like three different flags there. Just right-click, copy the link there, and then bookmark, you know, go to the link and then bookmark it. And then you can just go to the bookmark, and that'll work too.
Okay.
So, you can take control here. Let's go to Anthony. He's listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, and I believe you are in the Benton Harbor area listening to WSJM.
Well, yes, I am.
What have your thoughts?
My thoughts is this. Earlier, I was a little busy, and I heard, I was listening to the radio, and I heard a commentator. I thought it was on this radio station, but it could have been somewhere else. But you may have mentioned about the pro golfer, Fuzzy Zeller.
And what not?
Definitely not us, but go ahead anyway. You're welcome to comment.
You're going to have to tell us who Buzzy Zeller is.
Buzzy.
Yeah, it was a really crazy conversation they were having, and I wish I could have called in to him, but, it was crazy. And what they were talking about was how he lost a lot of his sponsors and everything because of the comment that he made after Tiger Woods won the Masters. And I think a lot of people remember the comment, about, I hope you don't have fried chicken next year for the Masters dinner. Fried
oh, my. Wow, that's inappropriate.
And a lot of people thought so, too, including, his sponsors and everything. I guess they all bailed on him and everything. And the other guy was like, people are just this and that, and that's just how Fuzzy Zeller is, and if you don't know him, you can't really, crucify him for it. And the other guy was all about, it was appropriate. You got to be mindful of the stuff you say, especially when you're at that level. And you always have a TV camera stuck in your face and all that stuff. And I kind of agree with that, And I was really kind of perplexed why you could even defend that, because the guy, one thing that he said that really got me was, he was talking to, the camera guy, the reporter, like he was one of the guys in the locker room. And my thing is, if you're thinking about that, and you're saying those things in the locker room, then that's really who you are.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
That kind of stuff just comes out like that, it's kind of a, do you really want to attempt to defend that kind of thing? And I think people who don't get that, they're the ones who usually make mistakes in public, in social settings and stuff like that, and they just don't get it, And I think we all need to be more mindful, because I personally think that's the only way we're going to achieve the more perfect union that our country has the potential to.
Right. This is the good thing about the new, better communication that's out there, is that people get caught in these situations. I'm not going to say that this Buzzy guy, I don't know him. I'm not going to say
he's Fuzzy.
Fuzzy? Okay. I'm not going to say he's a racist or anything like that, because he made an inappropriate comment that that put race in the wrong light. But and I'm not saying that he shouldn't get his sponsors back after an apology or something like that.
Did he apologize? Do you know?
Yeah, he did, and I can't say how sincere it was.
Sure,
who knows? I mean, a year or two down the road, people will kind of put this aside, and I think that what this does is that it shows the inappropriateness of this kind of behavior, because you could get away with this kind of thing in the locker room a decade ago, and they didn't have somebody in there tweeting or recording everything or have cameras all over the place. And so that's what's good about this, is that it's not everybody's got to learn, everybody's got to come to their point where they say, that's not appropriate, because I think everybody's made inappropriate comments about people for things that they can't control, whether it's race or gender or whatever.
It was probably an instant thing when they made that comment. They just didn't realize, and I think we all need to be a little bit more aware of that thought.
Yeah.
I agree, Anthony. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733.
I think it cut both ways. There's been a few instances where people have used the N-word in broadcast, and that it didn't, to me, look like they're using it in this sort of prurient or mean manner. It's just that it was used. There was one newscaster that said it in the course of a new, news, and another one was where it was Dr. Laura was commenting on something, but she didn't seem like she was trying to say that anyone was lesser or anything like that. She was referring to, you know, somebody who was on the phone there and, you know, something that was going on with
them.
She
ended up leaving radio over that.
Well, she was ready to leave radio anyway, but yeah, I mean, that much is true.
You think she was ready to leave radio? I mean, the woman had a couple hundred radio stations. I don't know, it seems awfully convenient.
Okay.
She moved to satellite radio.
She could come back if she wanted any time. I mean, you know, things are fine by her.
Yeah, that's true. She could come back if she wanted.
I just, you know, I think that you know, being mean and using mean language in these areas, that's not acceptable. But if you're using it in the course of a story, and so the subject said to the other subject, "Hey, N-word," I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. No, that's reporting the news in that case.
Right.
855-450-FREE. Speaking of the news, the UN Commission, or a UN Commission, has issued a report. CNSNews.com reporting that it has been issued by the United Nations-backed Global Commission on HIV and the Law. Recommends that nations around the world get rid of punitive laws against prostitution, or what it calls consensual sex work, and to criminalize the voluntary use of illegal injection drugs in order to combat the HIV epidemic.
Decriminalize injectable drugs.
Right.
And
prostitution.
Prostitution. But by prostitution, they may make it legal. Decriminalize means make sort of ignore it.
Indeed. The commission, which is made up of 15 former heads of state, legal scholars, and HIV/AIDS activists, was convened in 2010 by the Secretary General, is backed by the United Nations Development Program and UNAIDS. The commission recommends repealing all laws that prohibit adult consensual sex work, as well as clearly distinguishing in law and practice between sexual trafficking and prostitution.
Yeah, now, this is something I've been calling for on the air over and over again, is that people will talk about human trafficking and prostitution as though it's the same thing. And it
human trafficking just, meaning sex slavery.
Right. You know, a kidnapping a 14-year-old girl, sending her halfway around the world, and forcing her into prostitution is not the same thing as a man and a woman deciding that they're going to have sex and somebody pays somebody.
Not even close.
We know who's paying who. But, I mean, you know.
Or a man and a man.
That too. Right. We know that women aren't paying for sex too darn often in this world. So, and that's that. I mean, you know, that you've got two things going on here. You can work for money and you can have sex, and both of those are legal, but you can't work for money by having sex, and that's just wrong.
But you can have sex on video for money.
Yes. It's nuts. And some of the videos actually are giving the girls money, showing that, you know, that, like, this is the thing. You know, video for porn is the idea, or for money.
855-450-FREE. We'll give you more about what this report found about prostitution. 855-450-FREE. And your thoughts are welcome. Do you think it should be legalized? 855-450. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.